السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2273 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 18th of Rajab. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma. This is Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, son Abdullah. Both of them are sahaba, so we say radiyallahu anhuma. Qal, he states, qila li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam. It was asked of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, ayyun nasi afdal, which people are the best? Qal, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Kullu mahmum al-qalb. The person whose heart is mahmum. Swaduq al-lisan, who speaks the truth, his tongue speaks the truth, all times, all places. Qalu, the Sahaba said, Swaduq al-lisan na'rifuhu, the person who's very, very truthful, we understand. Fama mahmum al-qalb, what do you mean, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a heart that is mahmum? Qal, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Huwa taqi, is a person who has taqwa. Taqwa in sirri wal alaniya, it means in privacy, in public, all times, all places, all circumstances, the majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah is embedded in that person's heart. And he will taqi and naqi, and he's pure, his heart is pure. Meaning, now is explained, la ithma fi. So remember, this how sin there. So meaning, he doesn't commit major sins or anything. Wala baghiya, there's no injustice there or anything. Wala ghilla, there's no hatred and so forth, and rancor, malice and so forth. Wala hasada, and no jealousy for anyone. The hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. Now let's take each one of those. Hasad, how much jealousy we have. We want that person's car, must be taken away. We get it or don't get it, not the issue, but he must not have it. That person's business must be taken away. That person's house must be taken away. That person's family must be taken away. That we burn with jealousy, Allah forbid. Wala ghilla, in the inner recesses of our heart, we have that malice, rancor, hatred. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 59, verse 10. Wala taj'al fi qulubina ghilla. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts that ghil, malice, rancor, hatred, dil ladina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Wala baghiya, and we don't commit injustice. So imagine all these qualities are found in us. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. We have to cleanse our hearts. Now how are we going to clean our heart? The only way to do so is abundant tilawat of Quran Sharif, abundant zikr, suppressing our desires and so forth and so on, abundant durood Sharif, abundant istighfar. Then in that way our hearts will get purified and cleansed, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.